Welcome to today's meeting. I'm Fernando Alcoholic. Let's go ahead and open this meeting with a moment of silence followed by the serenity prayer, please. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. All right. Let's get this meeting started. April 16th, AA thought for the day. In AA, we have insurance. Our faith in God is a kind of insurance against the terrible things that might happen to us if we ever drink again. By putting our drink problem in the hands of God, we've taken out a sort of insurance policy, which insures us against the ravages of drink, as our homes are insured against destruction by fire. Am I paying my AA insurance premiums regularly? Meditation for the day. I must try to love all humanity. Love comes from thinking of every man or woman as my brother or sister, because they are children of God, and God loves them so much it boggles the imagination. This way of thinking makes me care enough about them and to respect them, to really want to help them and be the best I can so I can be of service. I must put this kind of love into action by serving others and taking care of myself. Love means no severe judging, no resentments of duties done, no malicious gossip, no ill feelings of service rendered, no destructive criticism to them, to myself, or even to God. It means patience. It means laughter. It means understanding. It means joy, compassion. It means a helpfulness and obedience to the things that work in life. Let's pray. We pray that we may realize that God loves us. Since He is the Father of all of us, we pray that we, in turn, may have love for all His children. We act accordingly to how the Father acts to others. Amen. That's a reflection of the Father God, huh? All right, let's go ahead and read today's daily reflection for April 16th, please. Again, let's go ahead and say the third step prayer. God, I offer myself to Thee to build with me and to do with me as Thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do Thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those that would help of Thy power, of Thy love, of Thy way of life. May I do Thy will always. Amen. All right, today's daily reflection says, for the 16th, April, anger a dubious luxury. If we were to live, we have to be free of anger. The grouch and the brainstorm were not for us. They may be the dubious luxury of normal men, but for alcoholics, these things are poison. Alcoholic Anonymous, page 66. Dubious luxury. How often have I remembered those words? It's not just anger that's best left to non-alcoholics. I built a list including justifiable resentments, self-pity, judgmentalism, self-righteousness, false pride, and false humility. I'm always surprised to read the actual quote. So well have the principles of the program been drummed into me that I keep thinking all of these defects are listed too. Thank God I can't afford them, or I surely would indulge in them. I'm Fernando Alcoholic, and to me, the only way I got around this from constant indifference, resentment, and anger against God, myself, and indifference to God, and that's not being grateful, indifference, it's just someone's given me something and I'm not acknowledging that person. That's what the word indifference is to me. So this is the way I fixed my habits. All it was a habit. It was unrestrained kid habit of not taking the hit and thanking God for it. I started thanking God for my failures. And about the 10th failure, I would get on my knees in the bathroom and I thank God I did that. I thank God I spilled venom out of my mouth. I thank God I did that, and I inoculated me with a little bit of God's love, sensibility, and the more I did it, the more failure I did it, the more I thanked God about it, and it was, I was like a crazy man. I would do something, break all the pictures in the house, throw all the wedding albums outside, kick everything around. And then I would get in the bathroom. I said, thank you, God, I did that. Thank you, God, I spilled venom out of my mouth. The ninth time, I had control. It left me. Let's just do it, brothers. Let's pray. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character that stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me the strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Keep coming back. Stay. Welcome to today's meeting. I'm Fernando Alcoholic. Let's go ahead and open this meeting with a moment of silence followed by the serenity prayer, please. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. All right, all right, all right. Let's get this meeting started. April 16th, AA thought for the day. In AA, we have insurance. Our faith in God is a kind of insurance against the terrible things that might happen to us if we ever drink again. By putting our drink problem in the hands of God, we've taken out a sort of insurance policy, which insures us against the ravages of drink, as our homes are insured against destruction by fire. Am I paying my AA insurance premiums regularly? Meditation for the day. I must try to love all humanity. Love comes from thinking of every man or woman as my brother or sister, because they are children of God, and God loves them so much it boggles the imagination. This way of thinking makes me care enough about them and to respect them, to really want to help them and be the best I can so I can be of service. I must put this kind of love into action by serving others and taking care of myself. Love means no severe judging, no resentments of duties done, no malicious gossip, no ill feelings of service rendered, no destructive criticism to them, to myself, or even to God. It means patience. It means laughter. It means understanding. It means joy, compassion. It means a helpfulness and obedience to the things that work in life. Let's pray. We pray that we may realize that God loves us. Since He is the Father of all of us, we pray that we, in turn, may have love for all His children. We act accordingly to how the Father acts to others. Amen. That's a reflection of the Father God, huh? All right, let's go ahead and read today's daily reflection for April 16th, please. Again, let's go ahead and say the third step prayer. God, I offer myself to Thee to build with me and to do with me as Thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do Thy will. Take away my difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those that would help of Thy power, of Thy love, of Thy way of life. May I do Thy will always. Amen. All right, today's daily reflection says, for the 16th, April, anger, a dubious luxury. If we were to live, we had to be free of anger. The grouch and the brainstorm were now for us. They may be the dubious luxury of normal men, but for alcoholics, these things are poison. Alcoholic Anonymous, page 66. Dubious luxury. How often have I remembered those words? It's not just anger that's best left to non-alcoholics. I built a list including justifiable resentments, self-pity, judgmentalism, self-righteousness, false pride, and false humility. I'm always surprised to read the actual quote. So well have the principles of the program been drummed into me that I keep thinking all of these defects are listed too. Thank God I can't afford them, or I surely would indulge in them. I'm Fernando Alcoholic, and to me, the only way I got around this from constant indifference, resentment, and anger against God, myself, and indifference to God. That's not being grateful, indifference. It's just someone's given me something and I'm not acknowledging that person. That's what the word indifference is to me. So this is the way I fixed my habits. All it was a habit. It was unrestrained kid habit of not taking the hit and thanking God for it. I started thanking God for my failures. And about the 10th failure, I would get on my knees in the bathroom and I thank God I did that. I thank God I spilled venom out of my mouth. I thank God I did that. And I inoculated me with a little bit of God's love, sensibility. And the more I did it, the more failure I did it, the more I thanked God about it. And it was almost like a crazy man. I would do something, break all the pictures in the house, throw all the wedding albums outside, kick everything around. And then I would get in the bathroom and I said, thank you, God, I did that. Thank you, God, I spilled venom out of my mouth. The 9th time I had control, it left me. Let's just do it, brothers. Let's pray. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character that stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me the strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Keep coming back. Stay.